they're committed. That's and, let's start there.
And I think this group could do us a service by saying we're going to create some assumptions, one of which is that the ten political subdivisions that are listed here will be in. That's an assumption that we build a plan on. And then we have another assumption that enforcement at least starts with local jurisdictions, and that the local jurisdictions will be willing to implement, I hesitate to say that, best practices, but some practices. What would...
Yeah. And the way the contracts read now, Hollister brings their animals to us. Forsyth, we go pick up the animals. And that's the way it was with Marion Woods. So I think if you're going to do separate jurisdictions and separate, you'll have to do, figure out who's doing what as far as the...
Well, and if you'll notice in that little handout here, there's transports in there. And it talks about the fact that there's a, if you want to, it's kind of like a little menu of services. If you want transport, all of us pay for the core services of shelter and vet, that for the ones that, just the basic services. Now, if you have an animal that has extraordinary vet needs, or if you have, you want transport, then your bill reflects you selected those services. And that way, people that, that want to handle that on their own don't have to be subsidizing somebody that that doesn't want to do that on their own, or that has the money and the resources to have a third party do that. So,
Chief, by chance, do you know, is there any organization, company out there similar to a corrections organization that has these in the bigger cities that might be able to either consider this area, or that might we might be able to look at as a model?
Kansas City doing it already.
There's just a...
It's a private shelter.
Yeah.
Privately run, city enforced.
Okay.
We, at the last meeting, did you have a copy of that, all the models? That one was included.
Okay.
In the last meeting, I gave them models. Kansas City is doing this. St. Louis is doing this.
Yeah, I was thinking...
Missouri is doing this.
Right. I was thinking more lines of, is there a company that's doing this in multiple cities? And it's their business to open up these.
I don't know
controls.
About that. I mean, that, this is sad to say, but I guess you could look at the multiple city jails.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a correction office.
It's basically the same thing. There's a private facility in Ray County that does it. There's a private facility up by north of Cameron, I can't remember the name of it, that does it.
Well, and if we had... As far as the enforcement and transport, it might be that that Forsyth contracts with Hollister to go pick up their animals and bring them to the shelter, and that's how that transfer is done. And I don't know if it's possible, but maybe the sheriff's department is contracted by a municipality. I don't know if that's legal, and does and handles their animal control, that kind of thing.
I know Norman, Oklahoma, when I looked at that feasibility study, they had their animal control services and their shelter all at the same place. But I believe it was two separate entities.
What about Springfield, Sherry? Because they've got the Southwest Humane Society, you know, where people surrender their animals and they house them, and they've got the animal control facility miles away.
The animal control facility does not transfer to Springfield except for the same way that they transfer any other rescue group, because they do not have an adoption program at animal control.
Right.
The animal shelter and the field services are both contracted out to the health department, to Springfield Green County Health Department. There is a separate 501c3 on the side called Friends of the Springfield Pound that does all the grant writing, the fundraising, the all of that, and that's all separate. So you've got several involved, though, and sometimes that can be a little difficult if they're not all on the same page thought process-wise, and I think that's what happened in Kansas
City. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah. And so the 501c3 that was off to the side supplementing came in and took over the sheltering part,
right,
And we have actually transferred animals to that facility in Kansas City through the rescue groups. So, and I know we've talked at one point about Texas County. I think what happened with Texas County, because we transferred animals to Texas County here in the state of Missouri, and they got overwhelmed with animals. They were taking from other jurisdictions instead of just concentrating on their own. So I think that's another thing to be careful of, is only concentrate on your own county. Don't try and bring in from other counties, because it gets difficult. That's Joplin takes care of animals from a tri-state area. They take a lot of animals, and they process a lot of animals through, and they do a good job. But when you start going outside your immediate area, it becomes more and more, and it can be a much more overwhelming process.
Especially when you consider the facilities we have right now.
Right. Right.
They charge per animal.
Joplin? Mm-hmm. They do. Yes.
And they have a different tier of charge. It's a flat for dogs, flat for a small dog.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what it is, whether it's a kitten, a adult cat, a dog, or a puppy. It doesn't matter. It's per animal that they charge by.
The vet fee, if we could go back to that for a moment. Do we have a contract with the vet, or is it just we take it to the vet?
We do not have a contract, but we get our services at a reduced cost from what their normal fees are.
Just trying to think what it would cost us to hire a vet.
Pardon?
I'm trying to think of what a vet makes, what it would cost for us to hire a vet.
Do you guys have...
This is Dr. Denise Olmstead, a veterinarian. This is
who this is. About what they spend annually in.
Okay. Yeah. About I don't think she likes to do that.
Well, it's pertinent once in a while. this setting particularly.
I have no idea what that makes a year.
You should be able to do something for $75,000 or $80,000.
Well, but you're also going to have a setting.
Need a vet tech.
You're going to need supplies. You're going to need the equipment that's involved. And more space to house animals
We were blessed. We had a couple of vets, and it was $35 for any animal for whatever services we needed, unless there was something out of the ordinary.
Yeah, and you talk about trimming, you know, the animal population. A spay and neuter program.
It's got to be there.
Desperately needed.
Yep.
It's got to be there.
And you know, we have people call us all the time wanting to know if we have vouchers or if we have a program, and unfortunately there is not one. I know that there's some you know, possibility of that in the future, but as long as there is not affordable vet care, it's going to continue. You know, I was at this shelter working yesterday afternoon. We're not open on Sundays. Truck pulls up. I happened to be outside when they pulled up, and they were kind of surprised to see me on a Sunday afternoon, and they had a mother cat and three kittens in a cage in the back of their truck. What do you suppose they were going to do?
They were just coming to visit.
Yeah. So I ended up taking the mother cat and three kittens because I was going to get them anyway.
That happens,
mm-hmm. So, you know, she, and her words were, this stray cat showed up, neighbors moved off and left it, I was feeding it, it had babies, and I don't want any more. So that is a problem everywhere.
Our domestic animal ordinance is getting ready to go to the council this week or next. You all are up to speed on that? No?
Haven't seen it.
Okay.
I received one of the drafts, and we looked at that, and I made some comments and suggestions. And
by the same one I got. Mm-hmm.
And I have not heard anything since.
We haven't seen it either. We'd be happy to look over.
I will find out where that is right now. Because it's very, that part is very close, and then the. After that one, then the next step is the other animals.
I liked some of what I read in there.
It's got some good points, it does. And it does start to address, and of course it was written with the assistance of veterinarian. Mm-hmm. It does start to address the spay and neutering issue, mm-hmm. and feral cat issue.
Yeah. And the number of animals.
We still have volunteers for emergency fostering that we seldom get calls for anymore. I assume you got a crew to take care of it, but I mean, I know we had one crew that when somebody got arrested, there were snakes, reptiles, we could call them. I've always taken in birds, was taking in horses, but they're that's not possible anymore. The last seven tore the heck out of my fences, so I'm not going to fix them.
Well, that is something
but
else.
We can get people, if it's needed, we have that for emergencies.
That is something else that needs to be considered. You know, we had 13 goats that were running at large. We don't have a place out there for 13 goats, right. So we worked with a private individual to house these goats. It turned out they were College of the Ozarks goats, and they came and got them and took them back. But, you know, that's another thing. We're getting those calls more and more of people wanting us to handle the livestock problems. And we don't have the equipment to haul animals. We don't have the facility to house them. You know, I had a 75-pound African land tortoise that...
Really?
Yeah, I took it straight up to Dickerson Park Zoo because at that time we didn't have Promised Land. And then we got it a second time, and we took it to Promised Land Zoo. So
you got out of the zoo?
You know, it was someone's private pet because you can have exotics.
And it escaped.
And it escaped.
I couldn't catch him.
So
it was running too fast.
He's getting away. Happy to get on the city of Hollister. You cannot have exotics.
I know. I read through ordinance. I was going through ordinance to see who that's what.
Road, you're in trouble.
There's a snapping turtle by the... smashed on the road. It looks like you hit that, it won't be good. But no, because we wound up with the white tigers for a while.
Yeah.
Did you see the 4-foot alligator they found around here last week?
I didn't hear that.
Somebody found it along the river.
Really?
Yeah. It was dead.
Oh, but, good.
Somebody had obviously brought it up here and dumped it, but.
Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah. I've had to go and pull a diamondback rattlesnake out of someone's apartment.
Well, that'd be fun.
It was in a cage.
I found
it.
I rattlesnake.
I found but it was right in the
CO2 extinguisher and rattlesnakes don't like one another, but you can free them real quick.
Yeah, well, it was in the city of Branson, and I used lots of duct tape and wrapped up the enclosure it was in.
I'm okay with snakes, just don't call me for tarantulas.
Yeah.
Can't do the spider thing. Could I get a tiger?
No. Ken and Branson, not Hollister.
Not Hollister.
Not Branson.
Kirby's gone, thank goodness.
Yeah, but...
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Thomas has a tiger, does he?
No, he doesn't have one anymore, I don't believe, but we have another magician for Vegas. It's...
Did you guys hear about Tiger Woods and the Ozarks?
That's, yeah.
Same subject. I thought about some animals.
So what we'll do is we'll have the budget dialed in a little bit more. We'll talk to the Humane Society and see what they think. And in the meantime, everybody review the bylaws and the animal control partnership agreement that Rick has provided. And just kind of get your thoughts together about that and see what you think. Then next meeting, last Monday of the month again, or?
It'll be Memorial Day.
Yeah, that'd be Memorial Day.
So when will be the best time?
Monday before, that's the 22nd.
Hey, Steve, honestly, when you look at these numbers, okay, I know you're going to take those at face value, but also, if you wouldn't mind, could you also tell us if there's something we could do to make it more palatable to you?
Okay.
And what that would be? Just.
Do you shoot for the 22nd?
Is this 1:30 or